In the holy name of Jesus, amen. Transitions are never easy. Transitions are never easy because they require change. They require us to leave our comfortable, cozy lives and enter into the unknown. Whether it's a high school kid leaving home for the first time to go off to trade school or college, or that same college kid then being forced into the real world for the first time, or someone starting seminary months or even years after being out of school, transitions are never easy. Change is hard, especially major life changes like those. The unknown can be very intimidating. It can be very scary. The unknown has made many a person turn away, turn around, and walk right out the door. We are people who like to be in control. We like to have a plan, to make that plan ourselves, of our own choosing, and go with it until it is done. We like to carve out our own space, our own place, and make something of ourselves, pulling ourselves up by our bootstraps. So transition and change mean releasing the control that we want to have and giving in to a bigger plan that is not our own. It means letting go of our own wants and our own wills and truly seeing what the Lord has in store for us. And it's this that is an exercise in humility, a lesson in obedience, a taking up of the mantle of self-denial as our discipline, taking up our cross and following him. Transitions are never easy, but there is help, the helper who comes along the way. In John's Gospel, our reading this morning, Jesus and his disciples are in transition. He's done his word becoming flesh. He's done his calling of them. He's done his preaching and his teaching, his healing and his life restoring. And now it's time to do more, to do what he has come to this world to do, to fulfill the Father's will for him and for you and for me. Now it's time for him to take up his holy cross and die. Now it's time for his precious death and his burial. Now it is time for his glorious resurrection and his ascension. Now is the time for his sending of his Holy Spirit, the Comforter. Now is the time. Now is our salvation. Jesus says, "These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you." But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring you to remembrance of all that I have said to you. The working of the Holy Trinity goes like this. The Holy Spirit is sent from the Father in the name of the Son to remind us of what the Son has said and what the Son has done for us, and to teach us. A spirit that works outside of being sent from the Father in another name other than the name of the Son, to remind us of other things, of other words, other than those of Jesus, that is a spirit that we ought not be part of. But the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit that is sent from the Father in the name of the Son, reminding us of all the things that the Son has done for us and teaching us, This spirit is your helper. That spirit will give you the peace of Christ, a peace which surpasses all of the world's understanding, to guard your hearts and your minds, to ease your troubled hearts and to soothe your worried minds. That spirit, the helper spirit, is more than just a friend, a buddy to go out and have a drink with. The Holy Spirit is your paraclete. He is your advocate. And for what is he advocating? He's advocating for you, putting you in the places to receive Christ's gifts through his death and his resurrection, advocating for you, strengthening and renewing your faith, advocating for you through the Christian life. The Christian life is something that we are all doing and a part of, even if we realize it or not. It's the lifelong transition or journey with Jesus and with each other as the brothers and sisters in Christ. It is a journey where Jesus moves us from darkness to light, from death to life, from sin to forgiveness. It is a journey that he starts in you at your baptism, where he marks you, where he tattoos his holy name upon your forehead and on your heart. It's a journey that Jesus ultimately brings to fullness and completion when we fall asleep in him and are called to that final transition to be at home with him in heaven. It is a journey that we make with Jesus, but it is also a journey that we make with one another. We make it together as the sick, sin-filled children of a merciful and loving Father who has given his Son and his Holy Spirit to help you along the way. The church is in a bit of a transition in her seasons also. We've moved from the joys of the golden Easter and our Lord's ascension. We've seen the fiery red Holy Spirit at Pentecost, who produced the church and her confession of faith through the words of our forefathers, even in the Athanasian Creed. We're moving now into the long, green, growing season of the Sundays after Pentecost. Yes, these Sundays are long, and they're green. They're green because green is the color of life, the color of growth, and that's exactly what is happening. For through these Sundays, our Lord will continue to grow faith in us, to strengthen us into the one true faith and to life everlasting through his word and his blessed sacraments. Full blast Jesus knows that you need his help. So he sends through the Father his Holy Spirit in his name to strengthen you, to remind you, to give you peace, which surpasses all that the world possibly could, to guard you and keep you in this one holy Christian and apostolic faith. The Holy Spirit works this transition, this change in us, as he calls to us to release what we want control of. The Holy Spirit calls us to let go of our wants and our wills, and to see what the Lord has in store for us, for he has already given all things to us. It is an exercise in humility and a lesson in obedience. It's taking up the mantle, the cross of self-denial as our discipline, even if we will never, ever get it right. But he still is here. He is still helping. He is still advocating for you and guiding you all the way through. Transition is never easy, but you have the Holy Spirit, Father sent, Son naming, to bring you back to the Son in remembering him and all the works that he has done for you and the life that he gives to you. In the holy name of Jesus, amen.